One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Red Men Bite Size podcast. Steve Hall here. Hope you're doing well, yeah. Going to spin through some of the latest news topics in the Liverpool sphere. There's been plenty of names mentioned in terms of transfers and a few other little bits as well. So, yeah, you know what? Let's just get absolutely cracking on with it. First name I want to talk about is Giorgio Scalvini. Have you heard of him? Well, if you haven't, here's a 19-year-old centre-back who at the moment is playing for Atalanta. Inter Milan, Bayern Munich, Manchester City and Liverpool are all apparently keen on his services. That's according to Milan-based newspaper Gazzetta dello Sport. Inter apparently are ready to make Scalvini a priority target for next summer. But yeah, Liverpool are one of the clubs interested in taking him as well. Atalanta are apparently holding out for an asking price of around €40 million. And according to the article from Gazzetta, they're like unlikely to have too much trouble getting that amount, given that some of Europe's elite teams are ready to go head-to-head to sign him. And yeah, it's an interesting one, really, because centre-half could be something that's on the agenda for Liverpool. And centre-half in terms of a young lad who, you know, doesn't have to be played straight away, but one who's got a bit of pedigree, first-team football under his belt, which obviously we know he has. He's played, 29 games, I think it is, this year for... Sorry, it's a lie. It's 32 games over two seasons for Atalanta. And already, he's making quite a name for himself. He's been capped by the Italian national team already at the age of 19, so the pedigree is there for everyone to see. And yeah, it looks like, again, all the big guns around Europe are in for him when, you know, you start talking your cities and your Bayerns into Milan. So for Liverpool to be in the conversation does make sense. And actually, I mean, I don't know if Liverpool are going to sign a player, don't get me wrong, and I haven't seen too much of him. But I wonder if a young centre-half is on the agenda, given that, you know, Joel Matip's injury issues seem to have come back this year after a season where they didn't, which was really good news at the time. But yeah, not so much this season. We've got, obviously, Nat Phillips potentially leaving. What does the future hold for Joe Gomez? Who knows? I think that could still be up in the air, despite him signing a new contract. So yeah, if Liverpool can get themselves a 19-year-old defender of high quality, and we know the Reds are scouting across all of Europe all the time for top players, and we know that, you know, buying a young player and helping develop him is the FSG model. We've seen it time and time again. And as it stands, FSG are still the new owners. Are still the owners of Liverpool Football Club. So I think this is one just worth keeping an eye on, whether this is just Atalanta maybe trying to drum up a little bit of interest with Inter Milan, obviously seemingly leading the race for him. But yeah, I think this is definitely a player to keep an eye on. He looks like he might get his move. We'll see if Liverpool are one of those who decide to jump in for him. Moving on then, the next name on the agenda is Cody Gakpo. So journalist Gianluca Di Marzio, obviously if you haven't heard of him, by the way, he works for Sky Italia. He's one of the transfer experts. He even calls himself it in his Twitter bio. He said that Liverpool are set to rival Man United for the signing of Netherlands forward Cody Gakpo. Not so much in January, but looking ahead for the summer. I know he's had a decent World Cup. He's having a very good season. I do wonder if this is a case of, are Liverpool looking at what they've tended to do in the past of where a player has like a breakout season and the Reds do swoop in and then hope further down the line that he continues that. We've seen them do that with Diaz, with Salah, where the numbers start going in a really sharp upwards trajectory, and that's when Liverpool swoop and hopefully that they're getting them just at the right time. You know, Cody Gakpo's 2021, obviously he scored 21 goals in all competitions. He's all for Ajax, for PSV, by the way. Already this season, he's got his 13 and 24 He's obviously starred for the Netherlands at the World Cup as well. He's got himself three goals, scored against Senegal, scored against Ecuador, and of course, scored against Qatar as well. And I do wonder if that... I'm not sure he's of the level. I'll be honest, I'm not quite sure he's of the level. I think he's going to end signing for Manchester United, if truth be told. This might come back and bite me in the backside, but I'm not sure if that's the scariest prospect for Liverpool, if truth be told. But it looks like, according to the Marjo, the Premier League clubs are the only ones you can probably spend enough to get him. He says he thinks Liverpool and Man United will be in the two teams to battle for him. But I'll be honest, I wouldn't be... Listen, if you sign him, I would trust our team and I would trust our coaching staff to get the best out of a player. And he's clearly of an age where he's got some stuff going for him. Like I say, the numbers last season and the start of this season have been good. You know, if Liverpool are going to sign a 6'4", 23-year-old striker, I would back Jürgen and the guys to get something out of him. But I'm just not quite sure if he's at the level or if Liverpool are in for a forward. The only way I see Liverpool signing a forward, definitely January, I think. Unlikely, and then head to the summer is if Roberto Firmino informs the club that he wants to leave on a free, or Liverpool decide not to keep him. But yeah, I'm not quite sure about the Gakpo stuff just yet. I suppose there's a bit of convincing to be done. He's probably going to get his move. We'll find out where it is. Maybe it is Liverpool. We'll find out in the future. Moving on then to Borussia Dortmund's Youssoufa, which is easy for me to say. Youssoufa, someone who struggles with his S's. That little double S in the middle is not easy to say. Youssoufa Moukoko. There we go. I think I got there in the end. Again, another player who's been linked with a lot of clubs. But apparently, Liverpool are keen on a move for Borussia Dortmund's Youssoufa Moukoko. But interested clubs will have to convince the 18-year-old German that he will not be signed just to sit on the bench. Borussia Dortmund are already preparing another contract offer for him. They've offered him 4.4 million a year. I think that was rejected. They want 6 million a year. That's pounds, by the way. But Liverpool, Chelsea, and Man United, according to the Times, are all keen on him. Again, this one, if Liverpool are going to sign a forward, my guess would be a youngster like this would make a bit more sense than Gakpo. I mean, not that Gakpo's old at the age of 23, but an 18-year-old, in theory, you think, I wonder if he could come in, sit himself on the bench, get himself a couple of minutes here and there. Obviously, he turns 19 in a couple of days' time. But the likelihood is he's got his head screwed on and he doesn't want to make a move to a team if he's not going to play. And absolutely fair play to him, you know what I mean? That makes complete sense. He's been at Borussia Dortmund since 2016, so he was a very young lad. He's already, like we know, been capped for Germany as Germany look to move on from their older generation to a new school. He's played 22 games already this season for Borussia Dortmund, scoring 6 goals. So again, he's another one who might be just having that little breakout season at a very young age as well. He has been in and around the team for a while since 2020, but already this season he's played 14 games. You know, in 21-22 we only played 16. That was in the league, and 14 in the league back in 2021. So yeah, it looks like he's already getting to a point where he's playing more games. Even in all comps, he's matched it already. So this season, he's already played 22 games in all comps. Last season, he only made 22 appearances in all comps. So Dortmund are using him more and more. And with that, obviously, comes interest, because Dortmund are obviously a club that everyone's looking at for talent. I'll be honest, I think if Liverpool are going to pay Borussia Dortmund any money this summer, it might not be for that guy. It might be for a certain Mr. Bellingham, who we're going to speak about later. But yeah, I was thinking another hot young player, top young player, might be the way they go. But I understand the fact that, you know, at his age, Moukoko doesn't need to go and sit on a bench somewhere. I've got a feeling he'll end up staying at Dortmund. And this, again, it feels like an agent trying to get him more wages, you know, playing the game a little bit. Heading toward trying to get obviously that more of that £6 million a year mark. It feels like that to me, but like I say, it is another one to keep an eye on. Speaking of Jude Bellingham, found it absolutely fascinating that Martha, depending on how your Spanish accents are, I suppose, they've said that Liverpool might be making a U-turn on Jude Bellingham because they might have a cheaper alternative lined up. And basically, I think they're playing on the fact that, you know, Liverpool have never spent this money on a player before. Maybe they are just looking to move on elsewhere. I'll be honest, it feels very much like this is Marca just appeasing Real Madrid supporters a little bit. I doubt that Liverpool have made a U-turn on Jude Bellingham, having found a cheaper alternative. Yeah, I'm not having that for 1 second. There is no way Liverpool have done all this work and gone, you know what? No, you know what? I'm just not having it. I'm not having it. We've done all that work and we've decided, no, we'll go elsewhere. I just can't see it. I mean, a madness. Liverpool are obviously going to try and sign Jude Bellingham. Whether Liverpool can sign Jude Bellingham, well, that is up for debate. I think they can. Do I think they will? Yes. But I mean, it's not nailed on, is it? There are other clubs who are clearly out there as well. So we'll keep an eye on it. But yeah, I mean, who are we looking at? Are we looking at and Enzo Fernandez, maybe? I'm going to speak about him in a minute. What are we thinking, guys? I'll be honest, I'm just not having it whatsoever. Absolutely crazy. If Liverpool did end up giving up on Jude Bellingham now, at this point in time, I think there'd be mobs outside of Anfield thinking, what the hell is going on? I'll just read a little bit, actually. This Yahoo have kind of translated a bit of the Marca report. And it says, Liverpool are set to end their interest in Jude Bellingham, with Real Madrid set to take control of the race for his signature, according to reports. Liverpool were hoping to wait until the summer to land the right target, with them putting all their eggs in the Bellingham basket. But their market insists that Liverpool are set to give up on Bellingham, as they've now found a more accessible target in Enzo Fernandez. I'll be honest, hey, I'm not sure. I'm not that much sure if Enzo Fernandez will be that much cheaper, to be honest with you. He's got his own release clause going on. But yeah, I think this very much feels like Marca going, you know what, let's try and appease to the Real Madrid fans. Maybe let's try and give them a little good news. Maybe acting as a bit of a mouthpiece for the club just to get some stuff stirring. I do not think Liverpool have ended their interest in Jude Bellingham. If anything, I think they are as interested, if more than ever before. So yeah, I am putting that one down to the, you know, we Liverpool have fell victim to the Spanish press wars before, you know, the tapping ups and Phil Coutinho, they can be mouthpieces in Spanish media. I think it's fair to say, and I think that is another one of those. Speaking of Enzo Fernandez, I had Neil Jones in the studio earlier today for Journo Insight, our Red Men Plus show, where we speak to Neil Jones, of course, of Goal.com each and every week. I asked about Enzo Fernandez and this apparent link, or, you know, an agreement in place, I think it was reported as, in Portugal and Argentina. Neil said he spoke to someone at Liverpool who told him there was no agreement. Now, that doesn't mean there's no interest in the player, but I don't think it's as far advanced, or at least Liverpool are telling him it's not as far advanced as those media reports suggest. Again, I'd be shocked if Liverpool were looking at Enzo Fernandez, given, you know, he should be. He's a top player, he's a young player, he's had a team who sell players. If he wasn't on Liverpool's radar, something would be amiss. But yeah, I find that one fascinating as well, that maybe reports elsewhere are suggesting it's a bit further along than Liverpool are keen to, or Liverpool are, what's the word? Probably not as far along as maybe they're making out, and Liverpool maybe just dampening it down a little tiny bit. But yeah, I don't think the name Enzo Fernandez is going to be going off lips for a while. I think that's going to be one that runs and runs. Potentially the same as Sofyan Amrabat as well, the last name I'm going to bring up today. Apparently it would be his dream, going back to Di Marzio. He's also reported on Amrabat and says it would be a dream of Sofyan Amrabat to play for Liverpool. His agency, Stella, are going to make an attempt to take the Fiorentina midfielder to Anfield, with talks already having taken place. He's certainly been one of the standout players of the World Cup as Amrabat. If Monaco had got through against France, which of course didn't, that moment of him running down, killing Mbappe and basically putting him on the front row of the stands would have been the iconic moment. I still think he can be very proud of himself. Are Liverpool in for that destroyer type centre mid? I don't know. Jürgen's not really had that. He's very athletic, he's very strong, we've seen that before. Good and decent on the ball. Is he good enough for the Reds? I still haven't seen enough of him to be convinced. You know, being backs for the wall and combative for Monaco is different than playing centre mid for Liverpool against a team who's got two banks of four. But it does feel like there might be some smoke on this Amrabat one as well. So yeah, that is another one to definitely to keep an eye on. But yeah, it would be a dream of him to play for Liverpool. I'm sure it would, Sofyan. It would be a dream of everyone. As a fellow bald man with a bit of a beard like yourself, it's also my dream. We're all in the same boat there, except you're a little bit better at football than me and in better shape. And younger as well, so you've probably got a bit more of a chance than me. Right, then I'm going to wrap it up there then. Yeah, this show, we record obviously each and every night before we go live on YouTube. So if you guys do want to check out the LFC Fan Interactive Show, we are live on YouTube every single night. If you do, yeah, come and join us if you can. If you can't, like I say, we'll continue as and when to bring these little daily podcasts to you. Hopefully you'll enjoy them. Let us know your feedback. If you want to tweet us at the Redmen TV or leave some ratings on the podcast app of your choice. And yet, if you do want more Redmen content in your lives in podcast form, do consider checking out Redmen Plus. It's available from redmenplus.com, and all our shows will go directly into your native podcasting app. If you're a Spotify user, if you search for Redmen Plus podcast on Spotify, you can also sign up through there. You won't get the content in video form like you will do if you signed up at redmenplus.com, but it will go directly into your Spotify feed. So if you're a big Spotify user and you like that platform and trust it, you can get them there as well. You'll pay them and then we'll provide the content into your Spotify feed. But yeah, thanks very much for joining me for this one. A little bit longer on the bite size than usual, considering how much news there was. There was plenty to get through, but yeah, I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll catch you all next time, guys. Take care.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.